Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
From ish to a fish with the wish of a connection. Oh my gosh, good morning, freelance writer Susan Pryor.
Good morning, how are you?
I am so well, Susan. I need to tell the listeners where you are. You're in Norfolk Island right now, and not just that, you snapped a photo of a fish. Take us through why this wasn't an ordinary fish.
Well, very occasionally we get plastic rings in the bay, like anywhere will do. So you need to snip those, and a fish will get caught in them because they're bottom feeders. Anyway, I was out swimming the other day and I noticed one of these fish had a ring around it. So I took a photograph, and when I got home, I realized it was actually gold. It was a gold ring, and then I recalled that someone had, on our local notice board on Facebook, had suggested that they'd lost their husband's ring in the water when they were here on holiday. And so I put a message up to see if I could find out who the owner was, and they turned up. So Susie Quintal and her husband, Nathan Reeves, it was his ring.
Now, you only captured a photo. You didn't get the ring itself. It's still out there around a fish's neck.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I mean, I know there's a lot of excitement about it being a gold ring, but it's a really sad thing for this poor fish.
Absolutely.
Because, as it grows, it's going to cut in. So we need to try and catch that fish as soon as possible and get that ring off. So,
what are the chances?
Yeah,
do you know the area well?
Well, it's a fairly small enclosed bay. I don't know if you've ever seen photographs of Emily Bay, but it's like a little nice bowl-shaped bay. And the mullet live in there, and they're bottom feeders, so they snuffle along on the sand, and anything that's like a ring will flip up over their noses. So that's what we can't have hair ties and plastic rings and that sort of thing in there.
Susan,
so it's a fairly small environment.
Going to see whether we can try and get a little breakfast excursion over there and together, a little outside broadcast in Norfolk Island. I suspect the chances are slim, though. Thank you so much for joining us, Susan Pryor, there in Norfolk Island.